Over 23 million American families adopted a new pet in the first year of the pandemic. The boom means more work for veterinarians, as there are too few vets to meet the demand and worsening mental health problems for the profession. We want to warn you, this report will discuss suicide. April Demboski is with member station KQED in Northern California.
It's 5 o'clock p.m. in this park in San Francisco, and it is canine happy hour.
Good job!
One Chihuahua mix named Honey lounges on a bench wearing blue heparin sunglasses, a blue tutu, and a string of pearls. Her owner, Diana McAllister, feeds her treats from a blue Ziploc bag, then pops one into her own mouth.
We have turkey jerky. I make her food as a raw diet with steamed vegetables and a little brown rice.
One of the well-worn facts about San Francisco is that there are more dogs in the city than children. With all the time we've been spending at home over the last 2 years, it's clear that for a lot of these owners, their dogs are their children.
I always say, like, dogs are people, you know? So I love him.
Eve Dudley's collie mix is 9 months old. Most of the dogs out today are pandemic puppies. And that spike in dog ownership is putting a big strain on veterinarians. Dudley, Grace Williams, David Burke, and Laura Vitette have all had trouble finding appointments.
Honestly, the vet's been the hardest part.
They're completely booked.
They're busy, busy, busy.
Getting your dog in to see the vet is as competitive as trying to buy Coachella tickets online.
Veterinarian Kathy Gervais says it's all true. She checks on the dogs in the ICU at the SPCA. She says clinics like this one saw requests for services swell 40% during the pandemic. Not just new pets, older pets too.
And a lot of people going, oh, my cat is puking 4 times a day because they didn't see it when they were working in the office.
Gervais has been working 12-hour days, zigzagging from new puppies to dying cats. Today, they had to euthanize 5 animals, and that's typical. The whole time, Gervais has to take care of the humans, too.
To these people, and especially in these times, this is their love.
These are owners who dress and coif and cook for their dogs.
I mean, this is what they live for, and it's very hard for us to draw the line.
Long before the pandemic, vets were struggling with the emotional burdens and financial pressures of their work. Vets are more than 2 times more likely to die by suicide than the general population. Part of the problem is easy access to euthanasia drugs.
I dare you to try to talk to a veterinarian who's been in practice more than 5 years who doesn't know somebody who has committed suicide. I unfortunately can count on more than 10 fingers. Classmates, colleagues, people I've dated.
In the early months of the pandemic, Gervais could see things getting worse. She helped organize the Veterinary Mental Health Initiative. They offer free support groups and one-on-one counseling to vets across the country. One of them is Razieh Mazahari near Chicago.
I just knew that I was burned out.
The first clinic Mazahari worked for was regularly overbooked. As a new vet just out of school, juggling so many cases was terrifying.
I just feel like if I make a mistake, that is a problem. And if I make a mistake and kill something, like, that is my fault.
The initiative has groups specifically to help recent grads like Mazahari and also for longtime vets like Kathy Gervais.
I've had people look at me sometimes when they've seen me really tired and stuff going, Kathy, walk away.
She loves her job. But if the pressure ever got to be too much, she hopes she would see it and get help. For NPR News, I'm April Demboski in San Francisco.